On the show today, we have Keith Armstrong from Abe talking about conversational banking, consumer financial health, and the rise of bots. So check it out. Welcome to the show, and on today's conversation, we're going to be talking about conversational banking with Keith Armstrong. How are you, Keith?
I'm doing fantastic.
Good.
Thanks for having me.
What's that? Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Anytime. Yeah, we got some interesting topics here. And one of the things that I wanted to talk about, and which we were talking about before with the recording, is conversational banking. Okay, for those out there who may be kind of in the woods on this type of stuff, what exactly is conversational banking, and how does it relate to what we're doing today?
Yeah, so in its purest form, it's taking care of your financial life, both from a planning perspective and a management perspective, over voice and text.
Okay, very cool. And so, I mean, and now this kind of helps out with consumer financial health and a whole number of items. And so where are we seeing this? I mean, you guys are part of a group called, or a company called Abe, A-B-E, and the, the website is abe.ai. And you guys were at Finovate or Money 2020? I'm getting them mixed up.
Just most recently at Money 2020 there in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. And our company, we offer a white label conversational banking solution for community banks.
Okay, very cool. And so how does it relate to consumer financial health? Because we all need all the help we can get, especially me. So I'm really open to this topic.
Yeah, so I think one of the interesting aspects about community banks and credit unions in particular is the type of service that you're able to receive from in person. And while we're all sort of struggling with our finances by and large, both from a mental cognition load and both an income problem, it's being able to deliver this personalized financial coaching at scale.
Okay.
Right? So that's the key there. So while we would love to be able to sit down and educate everybody on how to put together a budget, and there might be tools that kind of make that easy for you to do, it's still difficult. And without someone to talk to you about those things, it can prove to be even more difficult. So we're leveraging artificial intelligence and technology to deliver this personalized financial coaching at scale. So when you are stressed out about your money, or you have this sort of off the top of your head question, you're able to get a fast answer to it over messaging, which is a very, very natural and simple habit we all do.
And so it's kind of like a Google for financial help.
I've actually pitched it that way before.
Oh, have you?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Or the old, remember the, what was it, ask.com or whatever it was back in the day when you would just ask it a question and it would.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's key, right? As you're sitting there on the bus or at a stoplight or dropping your kids off at baseball practice. And you go, what can I afford to spend? You don't need to log into an app or go through some web interface. You can literally just type that out in a text message to our bot technology, Abe, and he understands where you are financially and is able to communicate in a very natural way. So you get this instant answer without having to, again, log in and interpret and analyze different charts and graphs.
Because that makes my head spin. So if I can just ask a simple question, what can I afford to buy this month, or how far in debt are we, or where are we with our mortgage payment, that type of stuff, then
exactly. We're able to conversate across all those fronts.
So how does it value? So where does the credit union and even the community bank as well, where does that come in? Where's the value proposition for them? Is it, like you say, it's white label, right? So they can have ABC Credit Union is going to answer your financial questions, correct? Is that how it works?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, cool.
So this is part of our larger thesis in that, phase one of digital banking was, hey, we're going to take paper statements and put them in a web interface. Phase two, when Steve Jobs introduced the iPhone, essentially put banking in the palm of your hand. You can now interact with your financial data in this new means. What we believe now is this rise in conversation and messaging as powered by intelligent bots. This conversational software will be the new means in which people and communicate. So with respect to the credit unions, while we all want to offer innovative and progressive products to our customers, that's not always easy to deliver on, right? There's all sorts of stresses and obstacles that we're working against within the credit union. So we offer very lightweight means in which a credit union can validate the demand. That's something we spend a lot of time with, working through is designing these proof of concept experiments mm-hmm. to make sure you're going to see the return on investment that you're expecting. Okay. And so we're able to introduce conversational banking features literally in just a few days with your wow. credit union or community wow. bank. And so this is, you know, again, over SMS. If you want to be on larger platforms such as Slack, as well as Facebook Messenger, mm-hmm. we're able to introduce that across the board.
Right on. And this kind of goes along with the on-demand trend that we're seeing with everything. We don't have to wait for a television show to be watching. I mean, we can watch it when we want to watch it. So this is kind of like you said at the top of the show, you don't have to wait to load an app. You don't have to go to a website. You can just do it, boom, right then and there.
It is friction-free banking. It is just on the fly. You know, if you're in Messenger and you're chatting with your friend and they're saying, hey, do you want to go to the movies tonight? Well, boom, you can then pop over to Abe and say, you know, how's my budget? And then, you know, you get this really fast, instantaneous mm-hmm. Insight about your financial life to help you make a more appropriate and informed decision. Okay. Again, with the bigger trend, is always kind of moving the needle on your individual financial health. We're constantly making decisions in a charged emotional state, and we oftentimes make these decisions poor. And over time, they stack up and sort of sabotage our long-term financial. Yeah, I think, you know, I've yet to meet someone who hasn't been stressed financially in their past. And, you know, a lot of us are going through it now. I've been there.
Indeed, roller coaster,
product.
Roller coaster. Hey, so now this is kind of, this is all connects to your accounts, your checking account, your savings account, or whatever accounts that you have. So, and then it kind of molds everything together and says, okay, this is what we can do this month type of thing. So it's all based on your current status.
Yeah, absolutely. And one thing I failed to mention there is for the individuals who want it, we're able to offer account aggregation. So core belief of our product is that in able to best serve and coach an individual, mm-hmm. you need to see all facets of their financial life. Yeah. You can't just look at the one checking account that they might have with your institution. You're neglecting to factor in that Wells Fargo credit card or that student loan. Mm-hmm. And so we're able to introduce that account aggregation compiled with the account from the credit union to offer a holistic view of the individual, which we believe gives you competitive insights into becoming that primary institution of engagement. For instance, if you know someone is carrying a credit card debt of, you know, 19-20% with institution X, wow, what a wonderful marketing opportunity for you to say, hey, you know,
we can do better. Yeah, exactly. I love how this works. Very cool. Let's talk about what you talked about before the recording, the rise of the bot. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, man. Well,
an appropriate Halloween topic, it sounds like.
Yeah, bots aren't new. You know, ever since the 1950s, we've been experimenting with conversational interfaces and trying to mimic human intelligence. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But they have sort of gone through this resurgence as developments in AI, particularly machine learning and the use of neural networks, which I won't bore you with right now. But essentially, we're getting to a point where it's getting pretty good. Yeah, I think that's kind of spaced on.
That's okay. No, I'm as you're talking, I'm thinking about Alexa. I'm thinking about
the
Siri.
Bots. Yes,
I'm thinking
yes,
about.
Yeah. So essentially, we've gotten really good at some of this NLP stuff, natural language processing, mm-hmm. and so everyone is looking for new, innovative business cases in which they can apply it. Mm-hmm. And so again, for us, with respect to banking, it just is more of a frictionless experience for you to engage with. And, you know, while some of the larger institutions have begun rolling out their bots, for instance, just at Money20, mm-hmm. Bank of America rolled out Erica. You know, that's conversational.
Everybody has a name now.
Everybody has a name for it, right? Amex is doing it. MasterCard. You're seeing all of the big players mm-hmm. sort of kick off this trend because, you know, they understand the habits and how people are engaging with these new technologies mm-hmm. and interfaces. So, to remain competitive, to remain progressive, we want to support institutions that want to deliver these type of product and experiences, but just lack the internal resources and know-how to deliver and get to market.
Gotcha.
So we try to work very closely to deliver on this new trend.
It sounds like you're barking up the credit union tree, because a lot of the smaller credit unions don't have the resources for this type of thing. And so you can just bring that right in there, and they can plug it in, and boom, their members will be so happy.
It's tantamount to when, we first came out with, deposit your check by taking a picture. You don't want to take, 5 years to implement that.
No.
That
has been done yesterday.
Exactly. And so because we have such a lightweight integration that doesn't require the community bank to build an API, we have a little different way in which we can interface and work with each other. We help people get to market incredibly fast.
Awesome. So where can folks, kind of wrap up here, Keith, where can folks find out more about this stuff? Because I mentioned the website at the top of the show, abe.ai. Is there anywhere else we can look for it, or just go there and check it out? Because it looks like a pretty cool website as well. All the information.
Yeah, I encourage. Yeah, thanks. It's definitely abe.ai. You can also find us on Twitter at abethebot.
Okay.
And you can subscribe to our blog. We try to produce interesting content around this trend of conversational banking, and help executives and other folks in the landscape understand how it can impact their institution.
This is just off the top of my head too, is like, I think this will bring people closer to their finances, or I think right now, or not right now, maybe like a little bit in the past, people would just kind of have their money in their account, and they would, I don't want to say they would forget about it, but it would just kind of be there, and like, yeah, I'm just going to go to the movies, and all of a sudden, oh my gosh, I didn't have enough money. This kind of brings it closer, and you're more aware of what you have and what you don't have.
Exactly. You're not sort of managing your money in high times when you get paid and low times when it's running out. You're using this artificial intelligence manifested itself through these very natural forms and channels like text message that over time can influence you to make, simple and smart financial choices over time, stack up and, get you where you want to be financially.
Yeah, I think it just makes us more better informed about where we are. So very cool. All right, Keith, thank you so much for this. This is really cool stuff. I really enjoy talking about things like this.
Yeah,
really,
I'm the first timer on the show, so I appreciate you letting me on here.
Oh, you're welcome. Let's get you back on too when you guys are further down the road. It'd be fun to see where you guys are.
Excellent.
All right, Keith, thanks again, man. Appreciate it.
Cheers.